Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME me on March 29 regarding DRISS, D-R-I-S-S, Rugui, R-O-U-G-U-I. DRISS Rugui is a 33-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 9-5-20. But on that occasion, he slipped on the floor of his truck while unloading it and fell onto his buttocks. Apparently, he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, he believes he injured the left side of his lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did accept injections, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Last week, he had an increase in pain and went to the emergency room, who prescribed ibuprofen, methocarbamol, and methylprednisolone. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Per his claim petition, Mr. Rugui alleged he slipped and fell at work on 9-5-20, causing permanent injury to his lumbar spine. Per treatment records show he was seen on 11-4-20 at Concentra. He reported being injured on 9-5-20, but did not relate any interim treatment he may have received over the next few months. They had him undergo lumbar spine x-rays that showed narrowing of the L5-S1 disc base but no acute fracture. He was diagnosed with a contusion of the buttock as well as acute right-sided low back pain with right-sided sciatica. He was prescribed cyclobenzaprine and physical therapy. Therapy was initiated on 11-18-20 and ran through 12-10-20. He remains symptomatic and Concentra referred him for a lumbar MRI. This was done on 12-17-20 to be inserted here. New paragraph, he also came under the care of Dr. Yano, Y-A-N-O-W. On 126-21, she performed lumbar epidural steroid injection. Mr. Rugui was referred back to Dr. Yano on 4-28-21 to undergo a need for treatment evaluation. He reported progressive right-sided pain radiating down from the lateral buttock to the posterior leg and to the heel. He denies any interim trauma or injury. When last seen, he had left-sided He describes occasional subjective weakness in the right leg with no buckling. He had been out of work for the last 2 weeks on unpaid vacation after returning to full duty. Dr. Yano. Instructed him to use ibuprofen and acetaminophen. He did not bring in his MRI disc, but only the report. She instructed him to drop this husk off for her to interpret. New paragraph, Dr. Skinner performed an EMG on 7-8-21 to be inserted here. He followed up with the various practitioners at Concentra, running through 2-24-21. On that occasion, Dr. Yano released him from care to maximum medical improvement. Her final assessment was acute right-sided low back pain with right-sided sciatica. He had been working modified duty period. New paragraph. He was also seen by a spine surgeon named Dr. Cataldo on 11/4/21 period. He ascertained the mechanism of injury that Mr. Vergui provided to this evaluator. Period. He remained symptomatic with right-sided lower back and right buttock pain radiating down to his heel posteriorly. Period. He was examined and had full strength in both lower extremities. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for a sciatic nerve involvement. Period. He had positive Patrick-Fabert test for sacroiliac joint pathology on the right, as was Ganselin's test, GANSLEN' test. Period. However, other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had decreased range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. Dr. Cataldo referenced the EMG by Dr. Skinner and the lumbar MRI from 12/17/20. Period. The latter, he stated, had a very small central disc protrusion, resulting in no significant stenosis at L5-S1. Period. The L1 through L5 levels had no disc bulge or herniation, comma central or foraminal stenosis. Period. Dr. Cataldo rendered an assessment of lumbago. Period. He placed the petitioner at maximum medical improvement and deemed he was capable of working in a full duty capacity. Period. He should start a home exercise program and continue over-the-counter NSAIDs. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the right hip was full without crepitus, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had non-reproducible 5/5 and ratchet-like weakness in right quadriceps, extensor hallucis longus, and plantar flexor muscle groups, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Cervical normal thoracic. He was tender in the right interscapular musculature with, in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline lumbar sacral. He changed positions slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees, complaining of low back pain, despite the spine being in neutral position. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 25 degrees. Period. Extension was to 5 degrees and right side bending to 20 degrees with tenderness. Period. Left side bending and bilateral rotation were full. Period. He was tender to palpation about the right sacroiliac joint and sciatic notch, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness. Period. He had a positive reverse flip maneuver consistent with symptom magnification. Period. In the left at 80 degrees, he experienced only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. He had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 9/5/20, Driss Vergui reportedly fell onto his buttocks while at work. Period. There is no documentation to substantiate. He sought medical treatment for this until presenting to Concentra on 11/4/20. Period. They initiated him on conservative care, but he remained symptomatic. Period. A lumbar MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. He then accepted various injections from Dr. Yanow. Period. As of 2/3/21, she wrote he was not a surgical candidate. Period. He did undergo an EMG by Dr. Skinner that showed no radiculopathy. Period. As of 9/15/21, Dr. Yanow deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Cataldo on 11/4/21, who echoed her determination. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found Mr. Vergui had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. He complained of low back tenderness with supine straight leg raise maneuvers at very obtuse angles. Both of these responses do not correlate with the physical findings documented by Dr. Cataldo and others only a few months ago. He had a positive reverse flip maneuver and a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. He also had non-reproducible ratchet-like weakness in the right lower extremity. Nevertheless, he was able to walk on his heels and toes and squat and rise using the same muscle groups. Paired with the latter, he complained of low back tenderness despite the spine being in neutral position. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Mr. Ragui does have some evidence of minor degenerative disc disease at L5-S1. This was not caused, permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. End.